No matter who we are, we all face times of calamity. We all have seasons of bare branches. Don't look at the bare branches. Look at the buds.
Hello, and thanks for choosing to listen to the sermon from Pastor Keith Fry and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. This sermon is from Sunday, December 2nd, 2018. Emmanuel Lutheran Church is a Reconciling in Christ congregation. We welcome people of every age and size, color and culture, every sexual orientation and gender identity, socioeconomic status, every ability and challenge. We welcome believers and questioners and questioning believers. Come join us Sundays at the corner of Sherman and Lake in Evanston. And now, here's Pastor Keith Fry.
Pray with me. O come, Emmanuel, God present with us. Amen. You know, I want to thank the worship and music committee and the table preparers for getting everything ready for Advent. One of the things we talked about was how nice it would be to have additional greenery this year, in addition to the Advent wreath. Now, Sarah Mock did a lovely job getting greenery up on the doors outside, and I figured I would do my part as well. Unfortunately, with everything that has been going on this week, I haven't finished my part, so if you'll bear with me, I'm going to do that right now. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. I'll get someone to neaten them up for me a little later. It's not very green, though, is it? Well, not now, at any rate. It looks pretty much just like bare branches right now. But if you look closely at those branches, you will see that there are little leaf buds all along them. And there are even flower buds on some of them. They're going to be green. It's what you might call future greenery. Or maybe not yet greenery. You just have to know what you're looking at. And we need to wait a little while longer. As I read today's gospel lesson and the lesson from Jeremiah, somehow I think maybe this kind of greenery is more appropriate for Advent than the evergreen boughs that we normally use. Now, I was really pleased that Sarah included twigs, bare twigs, in those beautiful planters that she placed outside the doors. And I think this other kind of greenery, this future greenery, is more what Jesus had in mind when he was talking to his disciples. And it has a lot more to teach us. So what did Jesus tell us? He said, look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a fig tree, but you certainly know what oaks and maples and magnolias look like. And if you take the time to go out there and look at them closely, even now as winter falls, you will see the buds along the branches. or out at the tips of them. And you know that at some point in the relatively near future, those will be sprouting. And there will be flowers on some, and even fruit. And summer can't be far behind. So Jesus tells us, look at the buds, because they're signaling something that is about to happen, a new season. And what is about to happen is that the kingdom of God is about to break in on us, that entirely new season for humanity and for all of the created world. In fact, it's already here, just about to burst into leaf and flower and fruit. Can you see it in the buds? Jesus says that to his disciples right in the middle of a rather scary warning about some very unpleasant and disconcerting stuff. Signs in the heavens, distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and waves, people fainting from fear of what's coming, the powers of the heavens themselves being shaken. Now, there are folks who would want you to read that only as a very dramatic end of the world apocalyptic cataclysm. And they want to scare you into behaving so you don't get left behind, they say, according to their scripture reading, when Jesus comes back on a cloud to rapture up the true believers and whisk us off to some far off heaven and get us out of this place. But I don't think you have to read it that way. Even though we read these words at a time that we're waiting for a cute little baby in a sentimentalized manger scene, Jesus says these words to his disciples just before his own suffering and death on the cross. His own world and that of his disciples, his friends, is about to be shaken to the core within days, not some far distant future. Cataclysm is already upon them. It's at hand. But so is resurrection and redemption. And there in the face of calamity, Jesus tells his friends to look not just at the bare branches, but at the buds. He says that the calamities themselves are signs over which we can rejoice, because they signal that our redemption is near, that God's kingdom is breaking in upon us, pushing its way out to life, life that comes from bare branches. He's telling us to be bud watchers. Stand up, raise your head, look at the branches. Do you see the buds? The kingdom of God is near. It's not in some far-off, pearly-gated realm that we can only get to if we are very, very good. It's right here among us right now. It's in the midst of us, in all of its potential. The branches may be stripped bare and appear dead, but there's resurrection life and vitality in them if you only know how to look at them. Hang on. Your redemption is at hand. Now then Jesus warns against drunkenness and dissipation, not because we need to live strictly moral lives by a rigid behavioral code in order to win our way into the kingdom of heaven. No. Notice that it's not only drunkenness and dissipation that he warns against, but also worrying. Why? Because all those things can keep us from paying attention to the buds on the branches, can keep us from seeing that summer is near, that God's life is trying to burst through. Jesus wants us to not be distracted by anything as we focus on the full life that's bursting forth among us. We're more conscious somehow in this season of the bare branches, aren't we? Winter's seeming death is on our doorstep. But we've all been through winters before. And we know that at the end of this season, if we wait patiently, we can be confident that there will be new life in the spring and the summer. The very buds on the branches tell us and promise us that this is so. And our lives are the same way. No matter who we are, we all face times of calamity. We all have seasons of bare branches. Times when the spring and the summer seem all too distant. When we have trouble believing that there could be greenery on our branches once again, even though we know from our experience that God is faithful. We struggle with illness and treatments. We struggle with family dynamics, with unemployment, with losses and burdens of all sorts. And we see trouble and conflict in the world around us, and creation itself is trembling with earthquakes, consumed by fire, creeps seemingly inexorably toward climate disaster. But in the midst of our worries and cares, we may see only bare branches. Bare branch vision can actually become a way of life for us. But even on the bare branches, somewhere there are buds. See, Christ wants us to have a new perspective on our lives' bare branches. Christ says to us today, stand up, raise your heads, look up at the branches. Can't you see the buds? Those signs of God's love for you and for the rest of creation? Those signs of the inbreaking of God's righteous reign among us? Look, there are kingdom-signaling buds everywhere if we only stop to notice. When you're waiting through endless hours of chemo or recuperating from radiation, where are the buds that signal to you God's love and inbreaking power? Is it the kindness of a nurse? Or the daughter who sits and watches a stupid DVD with you? Are those signs of God's kingdom breaking in? Don't look at the bare branches. Look at the buds. Now, this is not some simplistic, don't worry, be happy, positive thinking kind of spiritual optimism. No, this is a whole new perspective on the world that Jesus offers. A way of viewing things that turns us from seeing only calamity and barrenness and death, and instead makes us alert to signs of the promise of new life and of resurrection. It's also a very pragmatic view of the world because it recognizes that sometimes we will have to wait for the bursting forth of the leaf and the flower and the fruit. But the promise is still there in front of us if we look for the buds. If we adopt this perspective, then we look at everything differently in our personal lives, in the life of this congregation, in our lives in society. From this perspective, for example, the life of the assembly, the life of this congregation, we don't get so bogged down in worries over finances or attendance or the myriad things that distract us and that we can find to get nervous about. No. From the kingdom perspective, in the midst of any worries we have, we can lift up our heads and start looking for the buds. We can start looking for those signs that God's reign is in fact breaking out among us even now. And once we start looking for them, we'll see that they're everywhere. And not only among those of us who are believers. No, God is fully at work in the world even without us, believe it or not. We just have to look. In a congregation I know, the pastors have started calling this watchful noticing of God's activity in the world God sightings. And they've begun a practice of encouraging the people there to report every week where they have spotted God at work in the world, in and through people and events outside the doors of the church. And I believe that this is a practice and perspective that would be beneficial to our spiritual life here. When we take on the bud-watching perspective, we also come to more and more to understand that sometimes we have to wait patiently for things to come to fruition. In God's reign, life will burst forth, but in due season. And Advent is the perfect time for us to be reminded of this. In Advent, we recognize once again that we stand with our feet in two different realities, the realities of this world and the realities of the kingdom of God. And in Advent, we remind ourselves once again that we're eagerly awaiting the kingdom and Christ's appearing among us. But we also remind ourselves that Christ has already appeared among us and appears among us over and over and over again, here at the table, but also in those kingdom buds that are our promise that God's kingdom is already breaking in among us. So during this time of waiting and hoping, stop. Stand up straight and lift your heads. Look at the branches. Look at the buds. Don't you see that our redemption is already at hand? Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Keith. And again, we welcome you to come join us for our Sunday service each week at 10:30. The Emmanuel Lutheran Church is located at the southeast corner of Sherman and Lake in downtown Evanston. Thanks for listening.